From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. The University of Missouri is countersuing a law school professor who has asked a court to invalidate the university's ban on firearms. Royce Berendez filed a lawsuit against the university in September, claiming the school's rules violate his constitutional rights as well as state law. Since then, the university's team of private attorneys moved the case to federal court and sought to forbid Berendez from bringing a gun onto campus. Berendez's attorney said the university is trying to slow down the process and make it more difficult for them to argue the merits of the case. Attorneys for the university said in court documents that administrators have made narrowly tailored rules intended to maintain a safe environment. Kansas City leaders have given Google permission to put antennas on light poles in parts of the city to test a new technology that could lead to citywide wireless internet access. The company that brought 1 gigabit internet speeds to both sides of the state line in the metropolitan area 4 years ago is looking at whether it could use new technology to provide service to areas where it's too expensive to run fiber optic cable. The Kansas City Star reports Google is unclear whether the tests will work when the broadband wireless connections might be of use to consumers. The city council on Thursday voted to allow Google to place antennas in 8 parts of the city. Google says it might understand what's possible by the end of next year. MU's interim chancellor says the union representation election set for this week won't change the administration's decision to not recognize graduate students as employees. Interim Chancellor Hank Foley told the Columbia Daily Tribune Friday that he has tried to address every concern raised by graduate students since they began organizing last fall. Graduate assistants will vote today and tomorrow to decide whether the Coalition of Graduate Workers will become their bargaining agent. But the university has not recognized graduate assistants as employees. Graduate students who are hired as teaching or research assistants receive a stipend, a tuition waiver, and university-paid health insurance. Connor Lewis, who is co-chairman of the Coalition of Graduate Workers, says the vote is following all state and federal best practices for an election. Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster's fundraising continues to outpace the rest of the candidates running for Missouri governor. Campaign finance reports released Friday show Koster raised more than $2 million between the beginning of the year and the end of March. Koster's $7.4 million in cash on hand is also larger than any of his GOP opponents' campaign accounts. Former Navy SEAL officer Eric Greitens topped the GOP field with about $1 million in donations. Former U.S. Attorney and Missouri House Speaker Katherine Hanaway reported raising about $558,000, but more than half came from in-kind contributions rather than cash. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder raised about $332,000 this period, and St. Louis businessman John Bruner raised about $163,000. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.